So I want to thank Walter for trusting me with that. And I also want to thank, there's the other one down there. I want to thank Lynn. I was thinking after that last song, I should have named the one coming up A Boy Named Lynn. But this is about another really fascinating person named Len Lieber. And at 17, so you don't hear stories like this. At 17, he packed his bags and left Los Angeles for Indiana. His sister was born when he was about, I think he was 3 years old, I believe. Maybe he was a little bit older, but and he knew that something was different about her. She had cerebral palsy, and she did grow up to walk, but she had a lot of trouble walking, and she had scars from falling down, and she wasn't really able to catch herself. And but anyway, they had a really close bond until he was 12, and his parents put her in a home and then pretended that she didn't exist anymore. And when he grew up and was able, he would go visit her as much as he could. But he always said, if I'd have made $1 million, I would have built a place or done something so that she could live with me, and I'd always be at her side. He started an organization for people who were at risk of abusing children or who had abused children, and it spread all over the world. And it was just a certain philosophy, and it really caught on. And due to that, he actually got to eat lunch at the White House. And so he phrased it this way, you know, I got to eat lunch at the White House, but I didn't like the food. So he was on track to be a judge, and he had a lot of support and encouragement to go in that direction. He wanted to be a judge in the juvenile court system. However, you have to be a lawyer first, and, you know, as he went further and further down that road, he knew he could never be a lawyer because he didn't like the winning or losing aspect. He didn't believe in winning and losing. He believed in justice. And so his life, he has spent trying to find justice for a lot of people who are trying to make sense out of life, or people who were helpless because maybe they were children. So this is Len Lieber's story, and thank you, Len, for sharing it.